New hope for people with food allergies. A new study finds that the asthma medication Xolair might substantially reduce severe allergic reactions in people who have multiple food allergies. Newsline spoke with Johns Hopkins' Dr. Robert Wood.
Is this to say that this drug, Xolair, is now being prescribed to people with food allergies?
Just on February 16th, the FDA gave it the stamp of approval for a new indication. As you mentioned on the introduction, it's been around for a while to treat asthma. And we've had a suspicion, based on some smaller studies, that it should work really well for food allergy. And performed the study, and the FDA has now granted approval to add food allergy to the label for which this drug could be prescribed.
Well, this is really something. So how does Xolair work then? Is it if you have an accidental exposure to a food to which you're allergic, then you're able to take this drug, or can you take it as prevention?
Yeah, it's only for prevention, and it actually takes a couple of months to build up that prevention. It's an injectable medicine. People will receive injections either every 2 weeks or 4 weeks. But once you're on this maintenance dose, the studies show that it should give really a high level of protection from those small accidental exposures. And they're the things that our patients and families fear the most. How can I send my son out to school today? Because today might be the day that somebody makes a mistake. So we think just for that prevention and that peace of mind that it's going to be a really valuable treatment for a lot of families.
Oh, as my kids were growing up, I knew so many families, and you know, it would come over your house, and you would just be terrified that there would be any trace of
right.
that food substance that the child might be allergic to. And yet, this doesn't mean that parents wouldn't have to send their kid off with an EpiPen, right? I mean, you still have to be super cautious.
Yeah, and the recommendation will be that patients still practice avoidance. It's not meant to go out and eat whatever you want. And then secondly, to have that self-injectable epinephrine, just in case there's an amount of food that might overwhelm the protection that the medicine is providing.
Right. Now, how else does Xolair work? Is it safe? Is it expensive? And you mentioned a couple of months, but how long do you have to have it in your system for it to work?
Right. So safe and expensive, yes to both. It has a really long track record of safety. It does have a warning on it that there's a rare patient that will have an allergic reaction to the injection. So we need to be cognizant of that. Expensive, it is, and it's sort of being sorted out now that it's approved in terms of what the actual patient cost will be as the negotiations happen between the payers, the insurance companies, and the manufacturers. And how long you're on it is really going to be a very individual decision. There may be, literally one person who says, I've been doing okay with my food avoidance, but I'm going to college now. And I really think I want to have this protection in college. And there may be somebody else who takes it for a lifetime.
Right. I mean, some kids do outgrow some of the allergies, right?
Some of them. And there are some that usually don't. And another important thing about this study and potentially this medication is that it really is not food specific. And so many of our patients, at least 50% of everyone with food allergy has many food allergies. So they're not just struggling, let's say, to avoid peanuts, but they may be struggling to avoid other nuts and milk and egg and things like that. Some of them are outgrown, but there are 10 million or more young adults, adolescents, young adults, and adults who have food allergy.
Well, this is really something. Very good to talk with you, Dr. Robert Wood, the director of the Uta Wood Division of Allergy, Immunology, and Rheumatology at Johns Hopkins Children's Center.